Lifnei Iver is one of the most geshmaka sugyas in Shas. So I'd like to tell you a shtickle Torah on Lifnei Iver, Ramesh's Torah. First, I want to tell you the Torah itself, and then we'll plug it in to the Emunah Shmuel, to our sugya, as we discussed yesterday. I'm going to tell you first. Is a shtickel Torah on Lifnei Iver. It's a pshetel that you could say any time, in any situation, and it's not complicated into the sugi. I mean, you have to be a mentor to appreciate it. But it's a nice shtickel Torah, and it's only a piece. The truth is, this piece is in the Dibros Moshe on Masechta Shabbos Simin Gimel with a big arichus, and then it's in the Igros Moshe at least two places. Yeridaya Chelek Aleph Simin Gimel, and Yeridaya Chelek Beis Simin Tes. The Shtickel Torah is mistaivev around one chakira. The chakira is how to define the avera of Lifnei Iver L'Seitei Michshol. When the Torah said Lifnei Iver L'Seitei Michshol, don't give a piece of nevela to a guy, what was the kavanah satayra? Is it an avera that's a bein adam lachaveri dika avera? That it's an avla you're doing to your friend. You're giving him nevela. Imagine if you give him poison. So be an avera and be an avla. If you give somebody something to eat that's going to hurt him, it's an avla. If you give him nevela, it's also an avla. It's also poison. If you give him something treacherous to eat, that's a bein adam lachaveri dika avera. How could you give somebody such a bad advice to eat tea treifus? That's one way to understand Lifnei Iver. That's a bein adam lachaveri dikadin. It's not a good friend. You're giving somebody something to eat, which is treif. The second way to understand is that it's a bein adam lamokim dikaver. That the avera of giving your chaver and nevela to eat is an avla towards the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't want Yidin to eat nevela. And here you're giving a Yid nevela to eat. It's a bein adam lamokim dika avera. Because the Rabbeinu Shalom was mitzvah klal Yisrael not to eat nevelas. So the second way to learn is that it's a bein adam lamokim dika avera. What Rav Moshe says is a third way. That they're both true. That the avera of Lifnei Iver L'Seitei Michshol is koil sai bein adam lamakim and sai bein adam lachaveira. If you had to make a list, divide the mitzvahs of the Torah into bein adam lachaveira bein adam lamakim, Lifnei Iver would be on both lists. Lifnei Iver L'Seitei Michshol, giving someone nevela to eat or giving a nazir wine to drink, is two chatoim. It's a chait that you're doing giving a bad eitzah to your chaver. And it's a chait of bein adam lamakim that you're causing the nevela to be. It's kind of both. Ramesha says, Al tetama, how could one mitzvah be two? Shekei mitzinu, he brings by loisis gaididu. We find such an inyan that loisis gaididu includes chalokim der bein adam lachaveira and chalokim der bein adam lamakim. And perhaps lashon hara too. Ramesha brings example loisis gaididu. But anyway, Ramesha says that this yisai, that Lifnei Iver has in it two components. One component is that you're giving an Eitzarah, you're giving him a bad Eitzah, no different than if you gave him something that'll give him an upset stomach or something that'll poison him. And the second component, Bein Adam Lamakim, that you're causing something to be done, Bein Adam Lamakim, something that's keneged Ratzon Hashem.
That
you could, because Lysis Gaididu, Pashit Pshat and Lysis Gaididu has nothing to do with Allah Chaveri. It's that person not scratch himself on Mesa. He's not to damage his goof on a mace. So that does not mean Allah Chaveri. And yet, we learn out from Lysis Gaididu that you can't make Agudai Sagud, you can't make different groups because you'll come to a fight.
No, to learn both is fine, but no. To say one way. The only say
again, you're learning out from something which is one, you're being married by something which is the other by Lysis Gaidin. So here also, there could be Pashta Taich is one, and we learn out something which is Faker. It's possible to say such a thing. But Ramosha's Yisoid is that it's not true. That the emphasis is that both components apply.
Even though we find cases like Itza is only been under Haver,
therefore what?
And that's a true statement that you're not allowed to.
So therefore,
to go and say it's only been under Lamako.
I'm not going to argue with you if we could say it, because Ramosha doesn't say it. But Ramosha says it's possible. It is possible to learn that way. But Lamaisa, Ramosha doesn't say that. He says that they're both components. That the Lifnei Iver has two chalakim, it has Vein al-Chaveim and al-Lamakim, has both chalakim, and both chalakim are true. Rabbi Chanan, in Pesachim Chelet Perek Bey, says the same Yisayid. And he explains the Aveira of giving Eiver Menachai l'Ben Noyach. The Gemara says that it's also to give Eiver Menachai to a Ben Noyach, Yoivu Lifnei Iver. Such a Balchana. But Ben Adam Lachaveira mitzvahs don't apply to Gayim. Well, anytime the Torah says a Ben Adam Lachaveira dika mitzvah, it does not apply only to Yidden. Hashavas Aveda is only to Yidden, not to Gayim. All of the Lavim in the Torah, Rabbi Chana says, Loi Sirtzach is only by Yidden, it's not by Gayim. Or Loi Signaiv. If you hold Gezel Akum Aser, that's because you have a special Ribui Hakra. It's an extra pasuk that teaches us Gezel Akum. But Be'etzem, when the Torah says a Ben Adam L'Chaveri Dika Mitzvah, it does not apply to Goyim. Zokra B'Chanan, so why can't you give Eiver Menachai L'Ben Noyach? Taka, the first chelik of Lifnei Iver, which is Ben Adam L'Chaveri, does not apply to Goyim. But the second chelik, which is the chelik of Bein Adam Lamakayim, that does apply. Now with this, we're going to answer three or four inyanim, each of which is answered very bishmak. The first is the chinuch. The chinuch by Lifnei Iver starts with the following words. He says, Lifnei Iver, it's tavinu shaloi lase smichshal lifnei chavereinu b'nei Yisrael, that you're not allowed to cause your friend to trip. You're not allowed to trip somebody. Somebody sticks out his foot when his friend is walking down the hall, and he trips him. He's ayvan lifnei iver. As I state in chinuch, frek de minchas chinuch. What's he talking about? You're only ayver. Vite michshal lefnei chavereinu b'nei Yisrael, only in front of a yid. The Gemara says, "Hamayshet eved menachai leben noyach is ayvan lefnei iver." Gemara says lefnei iver applies to goyim. So how could the chinuch say that you're only ayver if you trip a yid? If you trip a guy, you're not ayver lefnei iver. The Gemara says lefnei iver applies to goyim as well. So Michis Chinuch bleibt schwer. Sagt Rav Elchanan. According to our Yisayid, it's answered very geschmack. There are two parts to Lifnei Iver. There's the Bein Adam L'Chavei, right? And the Bein Adam L'Magen. When we say that if you give Eiver Menachai to a Ben Noyach, you're over on Lifnei Iver, which chelak are you over on? If you give Eiver Menachai to a Ben Noyach, you're only over. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want him to eat Eiver Menachai. When you trip somebody, if somebody's walking down and you trip him, the Ben Adam L'Makim doesn't apply. You're not giving him an Aveira to eat. You're doing a Ben Adam L'Chaveira Dike Isser by tripping him. So it's doing a Ben Adam L'Chaveira Dike Isser. That doesn't apply to Goyim. The only part of Lifnei Iver L'Seita Mishal that applies to Goyim is the Ben Adam L'Makim Dike Hef, which is giving Eiver Menachai to a Ben Noyach, or giving a Ben Noyach any Avera. But something which is not tied to an Avera that's Ben Adam L'Makam, that's Ben Adam L'Chaverai, Ben Adam L'Chaverai does not apply to Goyim. Only the Ben Adam L'Makam have. There's no lav on tripping a guy. it's a kilkel hamida is to go around tripping Goyim, maybe. But the Torah didn't ask her. Bechana says there's no lay sirtzach. Because the Mishnah says there's no lay sirtzach on Goyim. So does that mean that you're allowed to go around killing all the Goyim? It means that's kilkel hamida. You're not supposed to go around killing all the Goyim, but any guy. But as the lav of lay sirtzach, lay sirtzach is only said on Ben Olachavere, only Israel. So that's number one. That's the answer. That's Rabbi Chanan answers the chinuch. That's the first thing that's answered. Number two. There's a Rabbeinu Tam's Shita in Taisis and Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf and Daf Chaf Beis. It's two places. Rabbeinu Tam says that if you give a guy in Issa D'Rabbanan, no, not a guy, if you give a Yid, if you give anybody, in Issa D'Rabbanan, Yo'ever on Lifnei Iver Dairaisa. Yeah, Peladik Echidish. If you give someone an Issa D'Rabbanan, Yo'ever on Lifnei Iver Dairaisa. So I have a story that goes with this. You know my story, Shusha? This one there. I was once, we used to go to the bungalow, my parents had a bungalow in Swan Lake, on the road. So every time a new family bought a bungalow there, they gave kiddush the first week of the year. So Kachava, someone moved in, got a bungalow, he gave kiddush. So he was a very friendly person. So he invited the postmaster from Swan Lake, who's a Yid, he invited him to the kiddush. It was a Friday Yid. So the fellow drove to the kiddush, he came, whether he should have invited him, shouldn't have invited him, I wasn't asked. So we were sitting there, a bunch of yeshiva light at one table, and everybody was there. The postmaster comes in, and this guy welcomes him. He says, why don't you bring your wife? So he says, my wife is going shopping, whatever it is. So at the end of the kiddush, this guy packed up a package of kugel and cholent for him to take home to his wife. So on the table, one guy turns to me, and he says to me, is he allowed to do that?
Jewish.
The postmaster was Jewish. So he gave him kugel and cholent to take home to his wife. So I told him that if the Yid, this is the Frumma Yid, would carry the Kugel and Chalent himself, it would be less of an Aveira than giving it to the postmaster. It's better he should carry it himself to the postmaster's house than he should give it to the postmaster. He said, how could that be? I thought, well, if he carries it himself, there are no 600,000 people in Swan Lake. There are no 6,000 people in Swan Lake. It's just around the Rabbanan. If he carries it himself, he's having a Rabbanan of carrying. If he gives it to this person to carry, he's having Lifnei Iver, which is an Issa D'Oraisa. It's better he should carry it himself than he should give it to this person to carry. Taisa says that you have a Lifnei Iver D'Oraisa if you give an Aveira to a Yid. So this is Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. That if you do lifnei iver and issa d'rabbanan and you over derais. So hakel matmiim. How could that be? If the aveir itself is only a d'rabbanan, how could you be able lifnei iver derais on such a thing? How could you be able lifnei iver derais on something which itself is only a d'rabbanan? Zakr of Maisha, the Hezber Hadavar is, it's taka true. If something's an issa d'rabbanan, how could you be able to lifnei iver d'oraisa? Doesn't make sense. If I would eat something that bas b'chol of d'rabbanan, I'd be over d'rabbanan. If I give it to someone else, it could be d'oraisa. So, Rav Moshe, on the bein adam la'mokim half, it's takanata d'oraisa. Because the aveira is only an aveira d'rabbanan. But on the bein adam l'chaveiroi half, what's the bein adam l'chaveiroi? If I give someone something that's not good for him, if I give him something to eat that'll give him an upset stomach, then I'm able lifnei iver d'oraisa. Because I'm doing something bad to him. If I give him something that'll poison him, so I'm able on lifnei iver l'seita michshol. So if I give him an issa d'rabbanan in the bein adam l'chaveiroi d'kechelik, that's an issa d'oraisa. I'm giving him a bad eitzah. I'm giving him something which the rabbanim told him not to do. What's the difference if the doctor told him don't do it? Is that good for you? Well, the Rabbanan told him, don't do it. In Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, it's a bad Eitzah either way. See, even though the Eitzah I'm carrying is only a Derabbanan, But it's the aveira of giving him something that's not good for him, that's your aver. So therefore, that's Pshat Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is Maida, that an Issad Rabbanon, the Ben Adam Lamakim half, can't be Dairaisa. Because the whole aveira is a Rabbanon. But the Ben Adam Lachaveira half, that is Dairaisa. So this is the second Shita that's answered. You have the Chinuch and Rabbeinu Tam.
Case of the
Kiddush, the same thing. If you do it, you're over Rabbanon. If you give a person to carry it home, you're giving him Be'er Eitzah. You're giving him something that's poison for him to carry, to go carry on Shabbos. That's an Issa Dereisa, to give him something. What?
That was a Shagig doesn't help.
Lifnei Iver applies even if someone's a Shagig. If you know it's Asur, then it's still on there. What?
That's a Lachal Maisa.
If we pass the Rabbeinu Tam, then it's a Lachal Maisa. Clear it is how we pass.
Why is doing Issa in the Rabban with poison?
Because it's not good for the person.
Why is not that? In Avera, is Metantim Delay, but in Issa the Rabban?
Not because it's Metantim Delay, because it's something that's not good for his neshama to do. It's not good for his neshama that he should do this. What's the difference? It's not good for his goof. It's not good for his neshama. It's just not good for him. Lamaisa, it's not. What's the difference? The doctor says so, or the rabbi, or the rabbanon says so.
Because the rabbanon made isurim with the rabbanon as a geder, not over the isurim.
But a person's over the rabbanon without being over the isa still has an einish for what he's doing.
He's an einish because he's obligated to listen to the rabbanon.
That means that you gave him something that he's going to be an einish for. If you give him an eitzah to go somewhere, he's going to get a ticket. So that's eitzah sheino aganis. So he's also going to get a ticket. Just his ticket is collectible in Shemayim.
But if he doesn't know he's doing an eitzah, so then he's going to get.
If he doesn't know, he's going to get a ticket, so...
It's different. To get a punishment by a police officer, it doesn't make a difference. If you're doing the wrong
right.
thing...
In Shemayim,
it depends on... It depends
he may not get any Irish at all.
If someone is...
Rabbeinu Tam is talking in a case where you give someone a Siddur Rabbanon. If you won't get an Irish, you will. It's very hard to shout something. So it comes out, we have two nafkaminis, right? If you realize, the chinuch's nafkamin is a guy. A guy, you're only over on which half? By a guy, you're only over on the... Make the cheshbon. By a guy, you're only over on the ben olamakim. Right? By a guy, you're only over on the ben olamakim half. By a drabanan, you're only over on the... ben olamachavere half, right? Sort of opposite nafkaminis, right? By a guy, you're only over on the... on one half, and by a drabon, and you only over on the other half. With this, you could answer, I think it's a Turi Evans Kasha, in Chagiga. Gemara Chagiga says, how do you know that you're not supposed to teach a guy Torah? Shenemar u'mishpatim bal yado. It's a shtetin Gemara. That you're not allowed to teach a guy Torah, except what's noyik to the seven mitzvahs of noyach is mutter, but other parts you don't teach a guy Torah. Shenemar mishpatim b'yadon. So I think it's a Turi Evan who asks, if not Tosis himself, who asks in Avodah Zarah, who asks a Chagiga, why do I need a pasuk mishpatim b'yadon? The Gemara says nochri shalom haTorah is chayav misa. Just like a Nachri is not allowed to keep Shabbos, a Nachri is not allowed to learn Torah. So typically, it's Lifnei Iver. Since a guy is not allowed to learn Torah, so it's Lifnei Iver to teach him Torah. Why do I need a Pasuk Mishpatim Bal Yadom to tell me he can't learn Torah? Typically, it's Lifnei Iver. Just like you can't give a guy Evim and Achai. Since a guy is not allowed to learn Torah, except the Zayim Mitzvahs, he's not allowed to learn Torah. So the guy's not allowed to learn, so it's left even to teach him. So this is the kasha he asks. According to Rabbi Chanan and Rav Maisha, it would be answered very gishmak. The isser of a guy learning Torah, the Rambam says, is an isser d'rabbanan. It's not one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei nayach. In Rambam, it says clearly that midivrei seifrim, it's a d'rabbanan, that guy is not allowed to learn Torah. What?
You kill him if it's his
I don't know, it means we kill him as Chayim Yisrael Shemayim. I'm not sure. But it says, Beferish Rambam, that the Isser. It could be. Rabbana gave my initial Yisrael. Rabbana, what guy is it? I should be out. They pulled the strings upstairs. If it's an Isser Rabbanan, is the Lifnei Iver, and I have to think, by a guy, an Isser Rabbanan, is the Lifnei Iver Dairaisa? By a guy, which is an Isser Rabbanan, they can't be Lifnei Iver Dairaisa. You know why? I'm a manavshach. On the main Allah Chaveira Hef, doesn't apply to guy. The main Adam Lamakim Hef, doesn't apply to Rabbanans. So it's very geschmack. If you take the Ramesh and Rabbi Chanan together, Rabbi Chanan said that by Goyim the Beit Olam L'Chaveri Hef doesn't apply. Ramesh said that by the Rabbanan the Beit Olam L'Mokim Hef doesn't apply. So it comes out, and this is the Rabbanan by a guy, there's no Lifnei either. Very, very geschmack. So if you that it's answered that the teacher guy Torah, there is no Lifnei either. What is the Mishpat by Adam? The Gemara brings a different pasuk. It sounds familiar, we say in davening. It's where the chazan lets off, so. Okay. So these are three nekudas, the chinuch, the taisa shita, and the third thing is the story of, and that are all answered very geschmack. There's more, Ramesh has a lot of Torah on this side. The fourth thing that we're going to answer is Aramun Shmuel. Now, before we get to Taisvis, let's just rechazer over what the Amunah Shmuel said. The Amunah Shmuel said, he was talking by where? By Eva Menachai. The Amunah Shmuel said that there's no Eva Menachai on a Behemah Tmeya. Legabe Yidden, there's no Eva Menachai by a Behemah Tmeya. Because the animal is a treifa animal for us anyway, it's not kosher. By goyim, are goyim allowed to eat eva menachai from a horse? No. By goy, there's no difference a horse or a cat. A goy can't eat any eva menachai. For a yid, though, eva menachai only applies by kosher animals. Zakdei Amunah Shmuel, my nafkamina. We're not going to eat a Eva Menachai from a horse anyway, because it's from a horse, from Behemah Tameya. So what's the difference? Zakdei Amunah Shmuel, a Yid is allowed to give Eva Menachai from a Behemah Tameya to a guy. If a Yid wants to take Eva Menachai from a Behemah Tameya and give it to a guy, he's not mitzvah. Why? What's the aside? Zakdei Amunah Shmuel, the aside. If you're not mitzvah in the Iker Aveira, then you're not mitzvah in Lifnei Iver of that Aveira. Lifnei Iver of an Aveira is tied to the Aveira itself. If you don't have the Aveira itself, doesn't apply to you, then there's no Lifnei Iver, I'm giving it to someone else. Since a Yid is not mitzvah in Aver Menachai of a Behemah Tameya, therefore there's no Lifnei Iver, he can give Aver Menachai of a Behemah Tameya to a guy. There's no Lifnei Iver. As I state in the Amunah Shmuel. So Frecht, Ramesh and others asked the Kasha from our Taisus. In our Taisus, Ha'ima Yisrael Kadesh Li'isha Grusha. If a Yid is Mekadesh a Grusha for a Kayin, Taisus says, you are Iver Lifnei Iver. That's a stira to Amunah Shmuel, because the Yisrael is not mitzvah and not marrying a grusha. We see, even if you're not mitzvah in the Aveira itself, you still are mitzvah in Lifnei Iver of the Aveira. Zakr of Maisha, right? Ar Mahaloch, it's not shver. Why? There are two parts to Lifnei Iver. There's the Beinon Lamakim and the Beinon Lachaveira. In the Beit Adam Lamakim, the Amunah Shmuel's rule holds true. What's the Amunah Shmuel's rule? That if I'm a chuyiv in a Issa Nevela, then there's Lifnei Iver, I'm giving the veil to someone else. Because I'm shayach to the Aveira, Beit Adam Lamakim, So I'm shy to the lifnei iver of that aveira too. That's the abunishmos klal. In ben adam lachaveira though, it doesn't matter if I'm mitzvah. What's the difference if I'm mitzvah or I'm not mitzvah? Ben adam lachaveira applies. If I would give something to eat to someone that's poison for him and not for me. Let's say somebody has diabetes, and I would give him sugar. So for me, it's not poison. For him, it's poison. So it's also an aveira ben olam l'chaveira. Ben olam l'chaveira, doesn't matter if it's bad for me, it matters if it's bad for him. Right? The ben olam l'chaveira, it depends on the receiver, if I'm doing a bad etza to him. So the ben adam l'chaveira, dikehef of lifnei iver, applies even if you're not mitzvah. The Amuna Shmuel's rule is only true on the Bein Adam L'Amakim Dikehef. That Bein Adam L'Amakim, if I'm not mitzvah, if I'm not marrying a grusha, there's no lifnei iver of Bein Adam L'Amakim of me going from a kayin and being mekadesh a grusha. The Bein Adam L'Amakim here, if I'm not over. But Adam L'Chaveira here, if I'm still over. So Tosis is talking about the Bein Adam L'Chaveira here. The Amuna Shmuel was talking by a guy. The Amuna Shmuel was talking by a guy. By giving Eved Berachai to a guy. By a guy, we already learned. There is no Ben Adam L'Chaveira Hef of Lifnei Iver by a guy. The Ben Adam L'Chaveira doesn't apply anyway. It's only Ben Adam L'Amakim by a guy. So there, the Amuna Shmuel says that where it's only the Ben Adam L'Amakim Dikehef, if you're not mitzvah in the mitzvah, then you're not mitzvah Lifnei Iver of the mitzvah. The Amuna Shmuel's rule is only true by Goyim, which is the guy's half of Lifnei Iver, which is the part that's not by Goyim. By Yidden, there's the Ben Adam L'Chaveira half anyway. So the Meila, the Amuna Shmuel is not shver from our Taisvis. If the Amuna Shmuel was saying his rule only by Goyim, there's no Ben Adam L'Chaveira, there's no Ben Adam L'Makim, that's the only case where the Amuna Shmuel's rule applies. Yeah. Could be a case where it's only Ben Adam L'Chaveira and no Ben Adam L'Amakim, like Ben Sid Rabbanan. Right. No, but it won't be, because the Amuna Shmuel says, if I'm not mitzvah in the Guf HaAveira, then I'm not included in the Isser of making someone else do the Aveira. The Isser of marrying a Grusha doesn't apply to me. So the Isser of causing someone else to marry a Grusha also doesn't apply. So you can understand the Amuna Shmuel, because Baruch Hu doesn't want Goyim to eat Eved Melechai from a horse. So that's the Amuna Shmuel's chiddush, which I didn't get into the lamdis Amuna Shmuel. The Amuna Shmuel says that if you're not mitzvah in the guf ha-mitzvah, you're not mitzvah in the lifnei iver of the mitzvah. For now, we'll accept it. That it's a rule. But that rule is only at the Bein Adam L'Amakim Dikehef. It's a very geshmaka hesber in the Amuna Shmuel. I saw in the Eitzer, he brings the same teretz from Rav Kahneman, the Ronish Tikkun Torah, saying the same pshat. Also to answer our tesis, it's a very geshmaka pshat. So here's the Shtikl Torah, a very nice Shtikl Torah, the aside, and the four things it answers, the chinuch, the tesis and Avodah Zarah, Tur Yevan, and now the Amuna Shmuel. We'll come out of big nafkamina if this whole Shtikl Torah is true. Because yesterday I mentioned to you the Michas Yitzchak's Shaila. Michas Yitzchak had a Shaila. If a Ashkenazi who has more kula dikadinim of Bishul Akum, an Ashkenazi, I should mention that what I said yesterday about the Dunkin' Donuts, I'm told that the goyim don't cook eggs in the microwave; they just warm up pre-cooked eggs, which wouldn't be Bishul Akum. So I retract that part. That nothing to do with the Torah from yesterday. The Torah in the Chassid Shaila was. Svardim have a chumrah by Bishul Akum. We hold that if a yid turns on the fire, that's good enough. The way when we give a hechsher on most restaurants, you go into a restaurant in Flatbush, Rive restaurants have Goyisha cooks. Rive restaurants have Goyisha cooks. How do you make a Bishul Yisrael? There's a Mashgiach Tmidi in the good restaurants who turns on the fire and it makes sure it's always on. It stays on burning the whole time. That's the, it's turned on by a yid. The food is put on by a guy. For Ashkenazim, that's mutter. For Sfardim, who go with the Beis Yosef psak, the Beis Yosef paskins that it's bishul akum unless a yid put the food on the fire. So that to be yitzah Beis Yosef, a bishul Yisrael, a yid has to put food on the fire. The shaila the Mechas Yisrael was asked, is a yid, Ashkenazi, allowed to give a Sfardi something which is bishul akum like the Sfardi, and not bishul akum like the Ashkenazi? Can I give it to him? I'm giving him something that he's not allowed to eat. For him, it's bishul akum. For me, it's not. I'm allowed to eat it. But he l'shitasa is not allowed to eat it. The Mishnah says that when Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai had a machlokes, if Beis Hillel had something that was treif like Beis Shammai, they would tell him. They would tell him. So the question is that a chiyuv? Can an Ashkenazi give a Sfardi something that's bishul akum like him? So the Mechas Yitzchak writes that according to Emun Shmuel, it's mutter. Because the Ashkenazi himself is not mitzvah in this type of bishul akum. So since he's not mitzvah himself, so there's no lifnei to give it to a Sfardi. Sfardi would be over. There's no lifnei. According to Rav Moshe, it's not true. Isn't that true? This ben amla chaveiro. This an avera ben amla chaveiro, giving him something that's not good for him.
Don't tell him.
If I don't tell him, it's still not good for him. It's an issa for him.
No, but it's not us. It's only us if he knows about it. Ben amla chaveiro is what I know about.
One second. I'll answer your question in a second. The whole Rabbi Shahos, the whole Emunah Shmuel is only said by Bnei Noach. By Eber Rachay Ben Noach, where there's no Ben Amah Chaveri Dikachelik, that's where it was said. But Shane came with there's a Ben Adam Lamakin Dikachelik. There's a Ben Adam Lamakin Dikachelik, there it doesn't apply. So when there's a Ben Amah Chaveri Dikachelik, that's also to give a yid. So Ramesha wouldn't be masking that the Emunah Shmuel would be mat in this case. Wouldn't be masking. It comes out in the big nafkamina ladina. In such a case, I guess we could have the same shaila. If you give somebody's makbid on gebrokt on Pesach, you want to have gebrokt, a good piece of cake. You feel bad. He goes through a whole Pesach without cake. So you give it to him. Kilo, it's not gebrokt. Right, same shaila. I'm not mitzvah gebrokt. You are mitzvah, right? Stomach's awesome. Chur Rebalma, it's an Isser, it's a Midi Yisrael. It's a Midi Yisrael.
It'd
be Lefnei Iver. Yeah, Lefnei Ben Matan, yeah. Yeah, whether we make like the Munish Shmuel as a Shaila, he has Tziruf from there in the Tshuva. I don't remember what it's Tziruf from.
Yeah.
Sfardim, no, some of the Sfardim, the Hechsher is for Bishul Yisrael Sfardi. A number of them are that way. The ones that request it have that Hechsher. You have to know. It's not only a restaurant, it's yeshivas also. A lot of yeshivas, the food is not Bishul Yisrael for the Sfardim.
Water and half not filtered, if there's a good deal of holes,
Akoponim, this is the Shtikl Torah on Lifnei Iver, and it's a very geshmaka Shtikl Torah, wherever Lifnei Iver, Kamat, any sugi of Lifnei Iver has something to do with it, it's Ben Al-Khaver, Ben Al-Mamakim, and if you review this nicely, the Shtikl Torah a few times, you'll always remember it. It's not, it's just such a geshmaka Shtikl Torah that... There's one other nekuda here that I saw b'shem Rabbi Kiva Eger. He just points out one other nekuda by Lifnei Iver. I think you all should know Lifnei Iver is only by Trei Ivra Denara, which means if the person couldn't do it without me. Trei Ivra Denara means a Nazir asks me for wine. Now, if he could bend down and pick up the wine himself, that's called Chad Ivra Denara, on the same side of the river. He could take it or I could give it to him. Trei Ivra Denara means I'm on one side of the river, he's on the other side, he can't get it. He's asking me to throw it across to him. Lifnei Iver min atayra is only betray Iver denara, where he couldn't get it without me. Bechad Iver denara, there's no Isser Dairais of Lifnei Iver, that's called Mesayaya. You're not supposed to do it, but you're not Iver Dairais of Lifnei Iver, Bechad Iver denara. So the Kivagar asks that when a Kayin sends a Yisrael to marry, to give Kedushin to Grusha, Taisa says, Lifnei Iver, what kind of Lifnei Iver? If the Yisrael won't do it, the Kayin can do it himself. He doesn't need the Yisrael. It's Chad Iver Denara. I tell somebody, do it for me. No, if he doesn't do it for me, either I'll get someone else to do it for me, I'll do it myself. I don't have to even get someone else. I could just be Mekadish myself. I don't need him. Just easier for me, I'm using him. So the question is, how is it Lifnei Iver Dairaisa? Taisa says Lifnei Iver. How is it Lifnei Iver? The Kayin can do it himself. Taisa can answer, Lifnei Iver is no problem, Lifnei Iver. The Gemara is talking, Bechad Iver Denara. What's Taisa saying, even though it's Lifnei Iver still? What Lifnei Iver here? It's not Lifnei Iver. You have a Terence.
It's embarrassing to do the Kedushin himself, because everybody sees she's a Grusha and he's a Kayin. But if it's Grushia, nobody can suspect any murder.
You could have a case where he's embarrassed to do it. But you can't, like, ask a Kasha from there. Tay says, I forgot his Lifnei Iver still. Tay should say, and this is talking in a case where he's not embarrassed, where it is Lifnei Iver, where it is not Lifnei Iver. You know what I mean? You could have a case where it is, a case where it's not. So, to the same woman, you could. It's only if you say shliach to whoever you want, that's a problem. He doesn't know, so mana shachet. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says an interesting teretz. He says, we're not talking about Lifnei Iver on the man. We're talking about Lifnei Iver on the Grusha. Lifnei Iver on the Grusha. The Grusha can't do it herself. Grusha can't get married herself. A Grusha is not allowed to marry a Kayin. It's Lifnei Iver on the Grusha that if you're going to do the Kedushin, you're causing the Grusha to be Iver on marrying a Kayin. It's Lifnei Iver on the woman. Yachap. A Kayin who marries a Grusha is Iver on Lifnei Iver. Besides that, he's Iver on the Lav. Like the Chafetz Chaim says, if you speak Lashon Hara to someone, so you're Iver two Averis. If you speak, tell someone Lashon Hara, you're Iver on telling Lashon Hara. And you're Iver on Lifnei Iver also. Because you're being marshal him and listening to Lashon Hara. Same thing, a Kayin marries a Grusha. Besides the fact that he's Iver on marrying a Grusha, he's Iver on Lifnei Iver. So if the Shliach does it to the Kayin, he's Iver on Lifnei Iver. Because now he's causing this woman to marry a Kayin. Shmack a Teretz, no? Yisrael, the Shliach, Yisrael. But Yisrael is being Iver on Lifnei Iver when he's Mekadish, Kishir Mekadish al HaKayin. He's Mekadish to Isha to the Kayin, he's Iver on Lifnei Iver, because he's Machshel the woman. Ah, you'll ask, why am I Iver on Lifnei Iver? She could just accept it from the man directly. So Rabbi Vega there writes, something like, Ayin Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech has a rule. And the Chafetz Chaim Grad brings in a Sefer Chafetz Chaim too, that I'm Oiva Lifnei Iver, if I'm actually someone, even if someone else could have done it, but if the other person would have been Oiva Lifnei Iver too, then that's called Trei Iver Denara. In other words, the woman can't be Oiva Nesaveira unless someone is Machshel her. If the Kayin does it himself, he's Oiva Lifnei Iver. He's not Oiva Lifnei Iver on himself. On Gabi himself, there would be no Lifnei Iver. But Gabi, the woman, even if someone else did it, it would be Lifnei Iver. So that's not a heter, Lifnei Iver. What?
It's only about the mark over there.
Over there, it's both. Even if you want, even if a person wants to eat, the poison, if you give it to him, it's still Lifnei Iver.
Yeah, but
it doesn't
matter.
Sure you do. Can I ask you, if somebody wants something that's going to hurt him, it's not Lifnei Iver to give it to him? If somebody wants to commit suicide, so you give him the poison. So it's V'haftorecha kamaycha. He wants, you're giving it to him. It's lifnei iver. You're giving him something that's going to hurt him. It doesn't matter if the person wants it. It's still an issue.
The Mishnah is only talking about where if I do this, I'm oiver, and if you do it, you're oiver. But here, the claim is going to be oiver in favor anyway, even if he's not the one that does it. Because I, as Yisrael, can't marry the woman to the claim without the claim's consent. So by him consenting to it also and allowing it,
not sure if that's true. If somebody is two steps behind, when he finishes, it's not done until the other person does it. Who's the one that's over with neighbor? No, if I manufacture the poison and I give it to someone to bring,
yeah, here,
so the manufacturer, maybe.
I
understand, but when the Kayim finishes his part of it, it's not done yet. It's not Mishnah's case. A person wants to eat treif, I cook it, and then I send it with a messenger to bring it to him. Is my cooking it and sending it, maybe it is. Maybe
no,
not.
Because the I just sent it through the shliach, and the shliach gave it. And once I give it to the hand of the shliach, I could say, you know what, don't do it anymore. And he could give it, and it's given. But here, when the kohen sends the shliach to the kedushin, if he changes his mind, there's no kedushin. He's in it. The end.
So therefore, what?
So therefore, he's still in it. Doing the when the ma'aseh kedushin is done, he's saying, I want the kedushin to go through.
Through the shliach.
And I want it. I'm doing it. It's only with this consent.
Maybe. You're right. I don't see that it's mukhach that way. Okay, al kapanim, this is the sugya of lifnei iver. Let's get back to the Gemara. How's the Gemara end up? I forgot what we're up to already. It's been a while. A few lines from the bottom. Three lines in the bottom. Mikla mandi yama chotzer lav mishum yada is rabahi ivatanya. Yada ain liyala yada. This is by get. They could put a get for nasan liyada. Chatzer karfifa minayin tamalame vinasan. Rashi says the word vinasan is extra. You could have said biyada yitnehu. I'm not sure why that's any better, but as I state Rashi. Tamalame vinasan. Mikomok. So we see. What do we see? That the woman's gaga chatzer v'karfifa has a din of yada. And for the Gemara, you're right. Lin yigek kuli amaloi pligi the chatzer mishum yada is rabbi. That is no shayla. And therefore, it's mishum yad, which means that it works by a ketana. Ki pligi lin yimitziya marasava yaltzina mitziya miget marasava la yalfina mitziya miget. What does that mean? Yalfina metziya miget. Let's just speak it out. What's yalfina metziya miget? That just like by get, the chatzah works for a ketana for yad. The same thing by a metziya, the ketana could be kind of metziya with a chatzah als yad. Right? That's touching the Gemara. Ketana could be kind of metziya als yad. The ketana with her own hand, she could be kind of metziya. With her own hand, we started the sugya. I told you, demin atayrak a katan ketana can't be kind. Only das acheres makna. Only if someone else gives it to them. But hefke, there's no kinyan dairais. So that's what bothers Tosfos. Yafina mitziya miget. What do you mean? Mitziya. Even if the chatz is mishum yad, a katan or a ketana, they can't be kind of things with it. Even with their own hand. So why does it help the chatz is mishum yad? So Tais says, "Hi Yalfina and have a midrabanan." The Mitzias Katan lay have a midrabanan. Tais says that the Lashon Yalfina here is a Lashon de Rabbanan, which fits Pshat in the Gemara very well. But the Shach is Matmiya. Yalfina is the Rabbanan. You ever had in Gemara? Yalfina means we learn out of the Pasuk. Yalfina is the Rabbanan. The Shach goes azayvait. It bothers him this kasha so much that the Shach says a chiddush different than whatever we know as a yisaid. We know as a yisaid that until a person is bar mitzvah, he can't be kind of mitziyah min atayra. It's only a drabbanan because of dakas shalom, the laylaisi l'tzuyah, like we had. The Shach says in Simur Reish Mem Gimel Sefkat Nevav. The Shach says, based on this Gemara, Yalfina Metziya Miget, that there are two types of katan. There's a young cotton that's called a young cotton that doesn't know the difference between a tzrar and an agais. When you give him something chashuv, something not chashuv, he can't tell the difference. And he, taka, has zero yad. He never has a yad min ha-Torah. The cotton who's on the level of tzrar v'zarka, if you give him a rock, he throws it away. If you give him a nut, he keeps it. He knows the chashivas of things. The Shach says he can be kaidim in ha-Torah, even a metziah. That all the sugyas that talk about it, that a cotton has no yad, that's all talking about a very young cotton. And that, bar mitzvah is not the cutoff age. And therefore, Yalfino Metziah Miget is talking by an older cotton, by a cotton who already is intelligent. And for him, it's the Reiser. Yalfino Metziah Miget. I think the Shach is a Das Yachid. On the page, the Ketzais, the Sivis, whoever talk about it, argue with him. The Mechaber clearly argues with him. The Ramah argues with him. So I think the Shach is a Das Yachid. But Al Kaponim, it bothered him, this Kasha on Toisvis, Yalfino Metziah Miget. Why Yafina Metziah Miget? That's a Drabbanon. Why should be a Drabbanon? There's no better than if you put it in a hand, it wouldn't work, then it wouldn't work in Hachatzim either, which is Mestaver. That half of it is Mestaver. Katana that age, her father anyway is Macau. Yeah. It's the chutzah is her yad. Anytime her yad would work, her chutzah would work.
Then she has to be this age also, like the Shabbat.
So then, like, Tefas, then the Tefas, 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 we compare the Rabbanon to it.
But how is she coming to get?
And how is she kind of the get? But get it's no problem. There's a Das Acheres giving. That min ha-Torah by Matana, she has kinyan. The problem is with Tzia, where there's no Das Acheres giving. That's what the problem is. So the big kasha here is, and again it's Rabbi Kivager, and this seems this sugya, he was very, he wrote a lot. Kivager says, why doesn't the Gemara say Tzalaim by Matana? Why Yafina Mitzia Meget? Oh, Mitzia, okay, that's a Drabbana. Why don't we say they're talking about a matana? Yafina matana miget. Right, we said by matana, a cotton has kinyanim in atayra because of das acheres makna. So why doesn't the Gemara say yafinan and we're talking about matana miget? Why does the Gemara say yafina metziah miget? The shaila is, does a katana have a chatzah? So why does the Gemara say we're talking about a metziah? Oh, now we have to say to the Rabbanan, say matana. The halacha is that min ha-Torah, a cotton or a katana, could be mekabel matana, like by an esrig. Give a cotton an esrig. He's kind of min ha-Torah because das acheres makna. Someone's giving to him, he has kinyanim. So why does the Gemara say yafina mitziah miget? Let it say yafina matana miget. The whole sugya is handling mitziah, but Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish themselves were not handling. They didn't say Metziah or Matana. So now, when the Gemara comes to its Maskana regarding Pshat and the Machlokes, why isn't it said Tzalaim by Matana? So Kivega answers, Kivega is on Yud Amid Beis, he answers, basically, he answers it with a Knech, but basically, that since Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan were talking about Arba Amis, they were talking about Kinyan of Arba Amis also. So first of all, Arba Amis is certainly a Darabbanon. The whole Kinyan of Dalan Amis is Darabbanon. That's for sure. So Zicha, they were talking about some Darabbanons anyway. But more so, Taisis Shita is the Chazal were not misakin Dalan Amis for Matana. When the Rabbanon made the Takan of Dalan Amis for a Gadol, I'm not talking for a Kadol, for anybody. Chazal made the takana of Dalet Amis, Shitas Taisvis, is that it was not a takana that was made for Matadis. The whole Dalet Amis was for Metzias in the street, for Hefker in the street, people shouldn't fight over it. So Chazal was Mesak in Dalet Amis. It's only for Hefker or for a get that Chazal was Mesak in Dalet Amis, not for Matanis. And therefore, since they're talking about Arba Amis, so therefore, it has to be talking about a Metziah, not about a Matana.
Why get?
Also, so if you want, if you medayik in the Taisis on Yud Amar Aleph, Arba Amis, the last words of that Taisis, when Taisis says, B'gnevu lai tekinu rabbanan, we spoke that out the other day, that Gnavim don't have a Takan of Dalar Amis, the Lashon of Taisis is, B'gnevu lai tekinu rabbanan bekani, Elo b'mitziya, the Leilaisi l'ntzuye, either by mitziya, they shouldn't get into fights, u'beget mishom iguna, or by a get, because of iguna. Taisis meduyik, that only mitziya and get have Dalar Amis, not matana. Aybazai, it's very geshmak, since they were talking about Dalar Amis, so Yafina Mitzia Meget, now Yafina Matana Meget, because there is no Dalar Amis by Matana. So you can't say they're talking about Matana, because they were talking about Dalar Amis. So that's why the Gemara says that's an Ein by Mitzia, as I state in Rebbe Kideg. Yibayi Seima, B'ktana Kuliyama Lai Pligi the Yafina Mitzia Meget, V'achem B'katan Kemifligi, Marasav Yafina Katan Mektana, Marasav Alay Yafina Katan Mektana. Chidish Otzum, and we pask in this way, it's a good riddle. Where do you ever find that a woman could be kaina and a man can't? You have the reverse. If a woman's married, maybe you know she doesn't have a yad, a man does. But where do you have that a woman has more kinyanim than a man? Than a man? The answer is, a ketana is kaina hadalan amas hakaina. Not only for get, but for a metziah. A metziah that falls into a ketana's field, she's kaina. A katan, not. So they're arguing over cotton. That makes sense? They're arguing about a cotton. Huh? Makes sense? Does it make sense that they're arguing about a cotton? Why? Yeah, it's funny. If you look at the Gemara says they're arguing about a cotton, not about a katana, right? What's the Gemara saying now? Ketana, everyone holds Yafina Meget. Shlok Shereb Yef, we're arguing about a cut. Very strange, because look at their Lashon. Amrei Shlokish, Ketana ein lo chatzer. Reb Yechanan, yesh lo chatzer. Strange. I think the Ritva is the Kasha. The Ritva is. What was his answer? I don't remember. I'm sorry, I guess I didn't appreciate the Teretz. It's not satisfying Teretz. Ein lo chatzer. Ketana ein lo chatzer. We're saying, no, he didn't mean ketana, he meant cotton. That's what we're saying now. Isn't that strange? Huh? Funny, if it is lashon. Omar sava lo yafir ketana. If you buy a same amara machada v'lo pligi, Rashi brings two pshatim. Either mara machada, one was talking about mitziah, one was talking about get. Or mara machada, one was talking about cotton, one was talking about ketana. So how do we end up? We end up from the sugya that a katan does not have a kinya chatzer to be kind of a mitziah. Matana dasacheres makna. But a katan does not have a kinya yat to be kind of chatzer. So it's amazing. If you go on the sidewalk, you're walking down the street, there's a child standing there and there's money by the child's feet. So is the child kaina? So if it's a girl, she's kaina, and if it's a boy, he's not kaina. Is that where we're ending up? Huh? That's where we're ending up. Huh? They're waiting by a bus stop, and there's money within her dalat amis. If it's a little girl, she's kaina. If it's a little boy, you're not kaina. Funny. Huh? Okay, I think that's the maskana sagamara. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's the way it comes out. Huh? That's the way we usually think of it.